Welcome to episode 475 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
And we have the band back together because we also have producer Gerald with us.
Hey, everybody.
He's jolly this morning.
He is. He's in a good mood today.
Heck yeah. Good to see everybody.
Okay. I feel like you like me more than I do.
It's always Gerald nice to have you. Everybody here.
Gerald likes you more than you like you, or he likes yes, everybody no. more than you like everybody?
Both.
Okay.
And both of those are probably true.
Yeah. Gerald, are you a social butterfly?
No, not really.
You like groups of people? You like gatherings? Get-togethers?
You'd be surprised now.
Dan does.
Does he?
And he hates people.
He's forced to go to them.
You like a thing.
I don't like a thing.
You like a thing. You've always, since I've known you, like a thing. You act like you don't like a thing, but you like a thing. You like to entertain.
No, my wife likes to entertain.
I feel like some of you
I like my wife.
I feel like a little bit of you likes to entertain. You like to cook, and you like to be like an event.
Cornholing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I like to cater for big things where everybody leaves me alone. I don't like to cook for like gatherings where there's just a few people. I'm not a gathering type people, no.
Let's know, audience. There's like 10 years worth of Dan. You can decide. What are you drinking? What was that?
That was a Mountain Dew.
Oh. In a can?
No.
Is it like something special, or is it just a regular Mountain Dew?
It's a shaped window. I shaped a window.
We can barely see glass. All we just see is a can. Just can of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, well, it's a baby can. I couldn't even see anything with the top and the bottom.
Yeah, it almost looks like an energy drink Mountain Dew.
That's what I thought it was, too.
Because you saw the backside.
Your color's like blown out, too. It's not like a Mountain Dew green. Yeah, I mean, it looks like Mountain Dew when you fucking touch the camera with it. Thought you had something fancy. I have no drink this morning.
I can't do that.
Sometimes I like it dry.
That hurts.
Gerald, what you got?
Protein shake and water.
Hell yeah. You drink a protein shake every day?
Yep, two of them.
That's breakfast?
Two of them?
Mm-hmm. Breakfast and lunch.
Damn, you don't eat a real lunch either?
No, I do eat a real lunch.
And you have a protein shake?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I usually work out right after lunch.
Man likes his protein.
I guess. She had a steak or something. Jesus.
Steak for breakfast.
Much more tasty.
Steak for breakfast is good. Like steak and eggs.
It's got to be... It can't be a fresh cooked steak. It's got to be like... One that's left over from what you had for dinner last night.
I'll
just throw it
one.
On a frying pan and warm it through.
I'll do either one. I like a fresh one or an old one.
Not me.
Not like too old, but you know what I'm saying. Yesterday's.
Yeah, yesterday's. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't mean from like, a week ago. Just scrape the fungus off and go. That's not what I meant.
That's that dry aged.
After it is dry aged. That's right.
Yeah.
That organic rub.
Yeah, it's fine. Supposed to be a nice day here. What's the weather like up there?
It's been shitty. It's actually supposed to be nice the next couple days. Like, oddly nice, which now we have so much snow, we'll end up getting flooding, I'm sure. So, that'll be neat.
I think
yesterday
we're like...
we were supposed to get 3 inches of snow. Instead, we got 9. So... Plus, we had 25-mile-an-hour gusts, so visibility was near zero.
It's been real windy here.
Yeah, here too.
Yeah, like real windy. But I think we're supposed to get like mid-60s today.
Oh, that's a nice day.
Yeah, I know. Pretty jazzed up.
It's supposed to get up to like 46 today, which is a big deal for us.
It's not that bad either.
In the middle of February, it's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not that. So when does yard work start for you? What does that look like?
Oh, yard work, not till, you can't do anything till probably, if you're lucky, the end of April. And that's really, really, really lucky. generally it's, well, some people do it because they're, you know, those
assholes.
Yeah. Okay. They do it regardless, but most of the time it starts mid to end of May.
Because we're like up on it already here.
Right. Yeah. Not here.
Yeah, like I already got the robots going. I ran them for a couple of days just to make sure everything was on the up and up, but they're parked now, but like they're ready to go.
Right.
I need to do like a final blow off, clean up and change the blades, and they're ready for big time.
Yeah. I got to do a maintenance service on my mower sometime this winter before it's ready to go. First, I got to move the washer upstairs.
You got to move it two upstairs?
Yeah. We moved our laundry room from the basement to the top floor.
That's what I would do.
Right outside the bedroom.
All the way up.
Yeah.
Stairs.
Yeah. So now we don't have to go down two flights of stairs to get laundry, to do the laundry, then two flights of stairs to bring it back up. We just have to walk out our door, our bedroom door. We're getting that redone, and we're getting one of our bathrooms completely redone. So.
Did you pay somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
It's cheaper to pay somebody to do it than it is for me to fix the shit I fucked up.
Yeah. Also, it's just easier.
It's nice to have someone to blame if it goes wrong. It's not me.
Easier. And I've learned when you don't do the project, you don't focus on the little things that nobody else sees that you messed up.
Right. Yep.
You can just enjoy something.
And they're not even done yet, and it's already taken them a week. So it would have taken me like 9 months to be where they're at.
Right.
And we've discussed it, but I'm a time is money kind of guy.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I'd say we're probably, I don't have any big projects coming up, but as far as yard stuff goes, I mean, we're probably a couple of weeks away from people starting to mow.
Yeah, must be nice. I remember those days.
No, it's not. It's not. The hell with it.
Well, you don't like it because you got allergies and you hate lawn work. I don't mind it.
I hate it.
Because it's actually like mowing the lawn is perfect for me because it's doing work. It's getting something done in my wife's eyes. But it's also just me left alone to my own devices. Which... it's perfect as well. So, you know, I just sit with my earbuds and listen to a podcast or music or whatever and scroll. It's nice.
Yeah, I mean, I used to throw in my AirPods, you know, listen to some podcasts, but the whole time, I mean, start to finish mowing is like this for me. When's this going to be done? How long?
Oh, really? Oh, not me.
Yeah, how long till I can not do this again?
Not me. I just cruise.
And then the weed eating is even worse. It's that same feeling like times 100 for me. Like, when is this going to be over?
Yeah, but I got that badass weed eater now, so I really like using it.
I like all my yard tools. I still hate the act of it. Now, I will say, like a well-manicured yard, I mean, I can respect it, even though I don't like it. When I see a nice yard or nice grass. I've been thinking about doing the Sunday. Have you seen that?
The what?
Sunday, the lawn care.
No.
Yeah, so you, they basically use Google Earth you put your address in, and it looks at your lot and says, here's how much chemicals you would need. They send you a kit, you send a soil sample back, and then they send you chemicals that are designed for your area. And all you do is they come out pre-measured, ready to use. You just hook them straight to a hose and spray your yard with them. They send it one per season, one box per season. With everything you need to get a healthier, fresher, fuller yard. It's not a commercial, not sponsored, but I've been thinking about trying them out.
Interesting.
Because I've long wanted a nice looking front yard. The problem with like True Green or somebody like that is they do a lot of like things that won't work in my yard because of the way that my robot wires are.
Right.
A lot of machinery that would cut those wires. This is just a spray kit, so I'm sure it's not nearly as effective, but, you know, because when True Green came out here, they wanted to, like, reseed everything and aerate everything, and I can't do any of that stuff.
Yeah,
you can reseed, but I can't be poking my yard. See, so, like, Gerald puts it in, it's going to automatically tell him what size it thinks he needs, plus it's going to give him an idea of what it thinks the soil quality is based on the people around that have sent it in. But then once you send your first kit, you send your soil sample back, they dial it in a little more. And they have different kits so that you can do just what, you know, what's the purpose of your yard? Do you want it to be fresher, fuller? Do you want it to look better? Do you want it to be more green? You pick your options, kind of like what you want. They want Gerald to do the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
Mine actually did a fantastic job and just did a thing around my house.
He's got a tiny yard, too, because it's measuring. That spot is the size of 2.5 tennis courts.
Yeah. That's pretty good right there.
I would say go with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good. The cool thing is they have different options. You know, all the way up to the big package, which comes with actual grass seed and sprayer and everything like that, down to just the chemicals to spray over it to kind of get a healthier yard. You pay once, they send it to you each season, they send you a box. I've been thinking about going with them.
Interesting.
Yeah. See, now it's asking him how he takes care of his yard, which if you're me, you just click not at all.
Yeah, I'm not sure. My lawn is not fertilized.
Yeah, that's what my lawn looks okay. My yard is not fertilized.
My lawn needs serious love.
So you say for people, pets, and more, a great-looking yard. How old is your yard? Fucking ancient. Forever old.
I don't understand. How old is your lawn? I mean, since the beginning of the earth.
Well, some people will plant and seed.
Oh.
Novice. I click novice on knowledge for sure. And see, so there you go. So for the bottom tier, it's $209 per year. And for the top tier, it's $310 per year.
Mm.
Top tier comes with free shipments. What's crazy is, I think because the time frame, like last time I checked this, Gerald's comes with three. Last time I checked it, you get four. So we may have missed the first window. 10 pouches, one soil test, 1 week concentrate, reusable gallon sprayer, and 3 bags of grass seed with the top tier.
Mm.
So the only thing that really changes is the sprayer and the grass seed between the 209 and the 310. But yeah, I've been thinking about doing that just because it's easy. Slap it on the garden hose and you're done. And I just want to do my front yard. I don't give a damn about my backyard.
So the weed concentrate and, I guess, sprayer is $30.
It's for sure just round up.
60, 70, and then 3 bags of seed is $70.
Yeah, seed is expensive.
Uh-huh.
That's about right. You could probably do the 209. You
actually save about $10.
Yeah, you could probably do the 209 if you already had a sprayer and some Roundup, or you could go buy your own grass seed. But, you know, it's what Dan was saying earlier, time is money, right? I could just sign up for this and have everything.
Right.
Not mess with it. Slap it on, open it up, bam. I want my yard to look sort of like the one that's on underneath the box. I don't have bad grass, but I have,
I'd have to stay away from the grass for now because I have too much landscape I have to get done, and I need have some, like, bush hogging and shit I need to do. So I got to get to that stuff first before I start worrying about the yard.
I also have some landscaping I've needed to do for about 4 years now.
But, again, my wife seems to think that every project is just bam, bam, all done.
Right.
And she's like, because the people who put in the landscaping originally before we moved here put in a retaining wall. Well, all they did is stack bricks and put dirt in it and plants. So over time, it starts to push that out.
Right.
She's like, well, we can just straighten the bricks. And I'm like, no, you can't just straighten the fucking bricks because there's fucking 2 tons of dirt behind it. Right. Can you push 2 tons? I can't push 2 tons. No, if you want to do it right, you have to get in there with a loader and take it all out and start over. Oh, no, you don't. Okay, well, then it's never getting fucking fixed.
And it's a retaining wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it really needs to be fixed.
Well, that's the whole third in from the like where the sidewalk is. But
so up against my house, when I bought this house, it had bushes that had been unkept.
Mm-hmm.
So I jerked all those out. I just never put anything back. So I actually have no landscaping.
Ah, so you need some.
I need some.
Something.
Yeah. So my plan, because I don't like to maintain very much. My plan was to build a flower bed there and just take pots and put down in the ground, put lava rocks around the pots. And then just use those pots to drop in like pre-planted plants every year. Like just leave the holes, drop in plants, whatever they die, pull them out, throw them away. And then next year I'm ready to reload with new stuff. Cause I don't want anything crazy, just a few things across the front. So it doesn't look so bleak. And I wanted that quick change. So I don't have to worry about it. I think I saw a post somewhere where a guy had put in like the sleeves that held his, like the normal size pots that you get at the store. And he just dropped everything in. It looks great from the street. You know, because all you see is, I think he used mulch. I'd like to use lava rock just so I don't have to fool with anything. That way I can just spray everything. But that's what he was saying. You can spray everything with your weed killer because your plants are all just in a pot.
Right.
And your shit dies anyways in the winter around here. So I thought about doing that, but it's just, my ground is not, I need to dig down a little bit to level everything out.
It's all clay?
Yeah, of course it is. I need to level it out, but also, because right now, my water pools a little bit by my house, which is bad.
So you have to, you need to get it on that little slant there.
And building up would be the obvious choice, but I can't because my vent from underneath my house is at ground level right now.
Mm.
I can't go down too far, though, because my sidewalk is where it is, and that's actually what's causing the problem is, like, it's a natural slope to my house, to my sidewalk, and it's really the way it's supposed to be, but it causes the water to run to the house.
Mm.
I may have to put in one of those little half-moon deals that you put around for the vent.
Yeah.
And then build up anyways. I mean, I have
half,
a choice.
Half moon aluminum, like half bags.
Yeah.
You cut a keg in half and...
Yeah. Slap it right in the ground. I may have to go with one of those just to make it work. I don't know. We'll see.
So what do you guys been playing for video games?
Same stuff for me. Fall Guys, Rocket League.
Really?
Yeah.
New?
I don't think so. Been a long week, but I don't.
Not gonna Horizon Zero Dawn it up.
I am just. I don't want to start until I feel like I've got a
Forbidden West. I should say.
Yeah, I don't want to start until I feel like I have a path forward.
Hmm.
Like if I think, not next week, but I think the week after, I've got like on my schedule, I should have 2 days off, work 2 days, 2 days off. I'm thinking about picking up for then, just taking some time to play it. But I'm not in a big hurry to get it because it would just sit right now anyways. Yeah. But in the coming weeks, I plan to get it. It looks great.
Those look good. What about you, Gerald?
I finished Stick of Truth. I'm not going to play it again. And I started a Fractured Butthole.
So you're not going to play it again because you don't like it enough to play it again? Or
I've went through it 3 playthroughs to try to get the trophies. And yeah, I'm done.
Had it up to here. Got it.
Yeah, because I'm just missing out on so many other games because I keep on playing. I'm just trying to get grinding out trophies. I'm in a mode just because I just want to play more, just different stuff.
Play something different. No, I get that. I'm like that a lot worse than you, which is why I don't platinum anything.
So I went over to look at my shelf to all the games I have over there, and there's 11. There's 11 games still in plastic that I haven't even touched yet.
That's a problem. I bought Jurassic World Evolution 2, never touched it. I want to get Horizon. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, has given me the hard press to start playing Ark again. I don't have much time.
Right. No, I get it.
So, you know, like, because Ark is, and this is probably not new for anybody that's played Ark for a long time, but that you can enter a PvE server now. And so you don't have to deal with the people who ruin that game.
Right.
And all the griefing and everything. You could just enter a server with just him and I there. And you could play the game and really enjoy it, which I think that sounds awesome, right? Dinosaurs and crafting and surviving without worrying about douche canoes coming by and killing you sounds great. But like you put 30, 40, 50 hours into that and, you know, Horizon.
And you're barely through it.
Yeah, you need to dump 20 hours in Horizon, you know, 20, 30 hours. I'm sure Jurassic World 2 is probably something I could play for another 30 hours. And I'm like, well, there's my whole year. You know, or what feels like it. I just can't play in chunks like that anymore. So I feel like I have to make some decisions coming up on what I really want to play. Ark is on Game Pass now with all the DLC. So yep. Obviously there's no risk there because there's no cost. I've already bought Jurassic World, but I don't want to buy Horizon and let it just sit. If I'm going to buy it, I want to be able to play it.
No, I get it. That's why I haven't gotten it. So yeah. I didn't get it. Cause I finished up Mass Effect 2. My plan is to still play through Mass Effect 3 and Mass Effect Andromeda again. But I think I'm going to go to, I just had a big update. So I think I'm going to go back to Cyberpunk 77.
Yeah. Finally got a PS5 version.
Or an Xbox Series S version.
Series, yeah. And it looks, in what I've seen side-by-side comparisons, it looks much better.
Yeah.
Apparently still has some hiccups, but way, 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 way better.
I think I'm going to play that next. I started it on Stadia. But I went ahead and got it for Xbox. I had some free money hanging around. So I went and bought it because it was on sale for like 60% off or something.
Yeah.
On the day that it went, they did everything. So I was like, yeah, I think because it's what I've been playing. I have my Stadia hooked up. I have my Luna hooked up. I have my PS4 hooked up. Every time I come up here, I'm turning on my Xbox. So that's what I put it on. And so I think I'm going to play through that next before I get into the other stuff. But I don't know, because I had a really good time playing through Mass Effect again, which should surprise absolutely nobody, I'm sure.
Right.
But made some different decisions and things like that. So see if it plays out a little differently. But having a really good time. And that's really, I think, all I played.
Because it's been such a while. Do you remember the decisions you made the first time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my original, because I originally played it pretty much as like a, I played it the way I would play it, like if it was actually me.
Right.
So for the most part, I was a good guy, unless, you know, you were an asshole and pissed me off. Then I was a dick to you. And I've played it a few different ways. I've played it more than once. I mean, you know, this is my first time playing the Legendary Edition, but I played the Mass Effect games a number of times.
Sure.
But I've never went. A lot of times I found myself making the same decisions and playing it the same way. So this time I went with like a different class than I normally do. And I made some choices that were like the complete opposite of what my choices were before. So I'm interested to see how those play out. You know, like I have a different love interest than I've ever had. I'm playing it as pretty much just a complete fucking asshole to everybody. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out once it rolls over into 3 and all that. Still have a lot of fun with the games. I fucking love those games. We all know that. But since it came out, I think I've got 80 hours into it, which seems like a lot, but when you consider it's been out for 2 months or whatever, it's not. So, but that's pretty much what all my spare time has been spent on. And it's an hour or two at a time for the most part. So that's kind of where I'm at with my gaming and where I'm going with my gaming. So don't expect any major updates on anything new.
It's kind of how I feel. It's just like it's almost turned into a routine of just getting on and jumping into one of those two games and just playing for a little while. Oh, I also played Farming Simulator. I forgot about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just the routine. I jump on my Xbox because I leave it on and just go, jump in, do a quick resume, right back where I started, roll through, play a mission, get a trophy, go to my rewards, claim the trophy reward for that.
And them damn rewards.
Oh, man, they got me.
I love a good reward.
I love them. That's how I bought Cyberpunk. That's the free money I had.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So. You know, because it ended up being like $26 or something. And I had like $35 worth of rewards money left over. So couldn't beat it. But other than that, I know Gerald's got some big news.
Oh, yeah. Well, I finally watched the. The movie Dan's been grinding me about, Raging Fire.
Has it really been grinding you about?
Yeah.
That was such a quick answer.
Huh. I was just disappointed that you weren't watching it. So where did you watch it?
The same place I did before. I just found a good stream that was caught up. It wasn't lagging on the
voice. Oh, you had no lag? It was just like a straight through stream?
Yeah, because before it was, like I said, I would hear what they said, and then they would do like whatever they said they're going to do like 5 seconds later.
Oh, yeah, that's always annoying. Did you watch it English or Mandarin with English subtitles?
English subtitles.
So what did you think of the movie?
It was okay. It wasn't as good as you said it was going to be. But
no, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. It was fucking amazing. The acting in it was so good. I mean, Nicolas Say, he played both sides of that character so well.
Yeah, he did a good job.
In the flashbacks, mm-hmm. where he was like the good cop, and in the back, in the end, when he was like taking revenge on everybody.
Yeah.
So good. I liked Donnie Yen's performance. I thought he was a little more animated than he usually is. He wasn't quite the, you know, he's usually just super calm doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you never feel like he's in any danger. And you kind of felt like there were some moments where some shit was going to go down. I thought the choreography was phenomenal, especially that end in that end fight. And if you didn't, you're wrong. Just want to reiterate that. So,
I'll be wrong.
Well, you're going to have to be because you are.
Mm-hmm.
Well, works. I can't break this tie.
I thought the other movie I watched was, I liked it better. What was it? The one before that. Did you tell me to watch? It Comes for the Night.
Fistful of Vengeance?
No, It Comes for the Night or something.
Oh, The Night Comes for Us?
I thought that was better.
The Night Comes for Us is fucking brutal, though.
Yeah, I like that.
The thing about it is they're two different types of movies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Raging Fire is kind of more of a like psychological cops versus killer type thing. The Night Comes for Us is just fucking everybody's out to brutally hurt everybody as badly as they can. And it's phenomenal to watch. I get that. Mm-hmm. But I think they're two different experiences myself.
I did watch Fistful of Vengeance also.
What'd you think of that?
I liked it. It wasn't as good as the TV show, but it was good. I didn't like how the one character is not in this episode, but they did with that. I'm not trying to spoil anything. It just came out.
Are you talking about the person who affected Tommy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I did think Tommy was a lot more grown up than he was in the TV series.
I thought he did the best overall.
I thought he made the biggest change out of the original series. Yeah, I like that too. It was a fun and a quick, swift, like 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing they keep the action rolling as quickly and as often as they do, because if you sit back and think about it, the whole premise of the movie is pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the plot holes are super evident. But there's so much action. And I thought the choreography was really good, but I always mm-hmm. do. I don't think it's some of the best. I think Iko Uwais, it can be tough when he's in movies because he's so fast and so quick that he actually has to slow down his own moves everybody else doesn't look like a fucking stooge.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. Sometimes he was going so fast, and other times, depending on the person, he just had it looked like this is definitely choreographed, like easily.
Yeah, he like had to like do the stuff slower so that whoever he was fighting against didn't just like look completely out of the realm.
Now, when he fought Cole from Mortal Kombat, that got his friend.
Louis Tan?
Yeah, when he fought him, that was legit. I mean, because
that was a good fight.
Because he didn't have to slow down on that one.
But I like both of those mm-hmm. guys as actors. But to me, it really felt like a throwback to like the early 90s straight to video.
Yeah.
Like the Don the Dragon Wilson stuff you would watch.
Right.
it really felt like one of those, and it was fucking awesome.
Was good. I did like how they opened up for if they wanted to do a second movie.
Yeah, and I liked how you didn't necessarily have to watch Wu Assassins to enjoy the movie, mm-hmm. but you're able to enjoy the movie even more if you have watched Wu Assassins and understand the lore.
Right.
So I thought that was really cool.
So I watched that Friday night. Then right after that, I wanted to watch The One with Jet Li.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with that. That's a great movie.
That movie just made me think of The One the whole time. I kept on thinking Jet Li and The One. So as soon as that was over, I pulled up The One and watched that. And then last night I watched that Rurouni Kenshin, the final.
Oh, the finale.
The finale, which I...
The final?
I guess I messed up because the beginning you're supposed to watch first, and then supposed to go back and watch the other movies they did, the other four, and then watch this one.
And then watch that one, yeah.
So I missed out on the other because there was people that showed up in this one that I'm like, okay, who the hell is this? And it's like, apparently they were in one of the other movies. And I'm like, I don't get this at all.
Yeah, it's like a whole mess. Yeah, I've heard that it's like a whole mess how you have to watch those.
Yeah, so now I'm going to have to go back and watch them all in order when I can find the other four.
But they're not all available on Netflix. It's only the beginning and the final that's on correct. Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crap.
Which I can get the anime, which I'm going to watch the anime on that on HBO Max.
Ah, yeah. That's right. It is on HBO Max. That's probably a good idea.
And I read it was actually based off of a true story, too. But they just changed the guy's name.
Names and probably. Yeah, I'm sure that I have no doubt they changed stuff.
It was good. I liked it. It wasn't as good as the first one. Although the beginning.
The beginning?
Action-wise, but the character that plays the main villain, he did a really good job. Brian's looking at it like, okay, just...
Yeah, you guys suck.
No, you're good. Just whenever you're ready.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, that's fine.
The One, huh? That's pulled that one out of nowhere.
Yeah. That's when I fell in love with Jason Statham.
That movie was not well received, but I think it's one of Jet Li's best American performances.
Mm-hmm. My favorite scene in the whole movie is the very end. Oh, look, fresh. He's got a pretty mouth.
Yeah.
I am Eulah. I am nobody's bitch. You, no, I will be the one. You are mine. and just the way he's fighting everybody. I don't know. I just like that movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen that in forever. That's a good one. And then the last thing I watched is I got the 4K. Shout Factory released a 4K special edition of The Howling. So I got that and watched that movie. It's probably got one of the – it's rated either one or two on the top werewolf transformations in movies. All done practically. It's pretty amazing. Takes about 6 minutes. So it's a classic from 1981.
Don't think I've ever watched it.
Looks terrible.
It's a good one. You would say that, but yeah. You're an idiot.
Looks so bad.
You have no taste in film, though, so I'm not worried about what you think about
it. But look at that. It might be great. It looks terrible.
You are wrong.
No, it looks bad. Yeah, what is that?
That's mid-transformation. Okay. Just so you know. Yeah, see?
Yeah, I know, I see.
It's fucking good. It's a good fucking movie. A lot of bladder effects. Really good.
Oh my god, look at...
Look at what?
That's definitely a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Dan, that looks good.
It does look good. Fuck you guys.
That's like the Easter Bunny got dirty.
Because you guys can only appreciate your fucking CG. And when no thought goes into that. It's all zeros and ones.
And when drinking with Santa Claus.
No, I love a good practical effect. That's just not one.
You are wrong.
That's a little better. That one he just showed a second ago looked like two dudes in their basement trying to make a movie.
Well, it also wasn't the movie. It was the fucking director with the dude.
Yeah, no, I saw it. I feel like Gerald's on my side on this one.
I don't give a flying now, fuck.
I started with it could be amazing. The movie might be, it might be excellent.
It is amazing. What's it rated on IMDb?
Why is his ear so pointy?
If you think that's the worst werewolf that's ever been on screen,
I don't think it's the worst. I just don't think it's.
It's a 6.6 out of 10.
For IMDb, that's pretty good.
Well, only 246 people rated it.
215 of those are Dan. 10.
It's a classic, man. 10. Good werewolf movies are hard to come by.
What is your favorite werewolf movie?
American Werewolf in London. No doubt.
Was that the... No, it's not Benicio del Toro. Because I know some people like the Benicio del Toro one.
Is that the one remake of the original Wolfman?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all right, I guess. It's not my favorite. Yeah, that's my favorite werewolf movie. And it's actually a horror comedy.
A comedy?
It's got some jokes in it.
Got some moments.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So that's one of my... The Werewolf and Monster Squad was really good.
Werewolf and Monster, I never heard of that movie.
What one?
Werewolf Monster Squad?
No, it's the Werewolf in Monster Squad. It's Monster Squad is the movie.
Oh, okay.
Just type in top rated werewolf movies. Let's just see. Let's just see where Dan...
I bet Bad Moon is on there. Bad Moon's a good one. Curse better not be on there.
Underworld will be on there.
Underworld. Well, I don't know. It should be, that should be more of a vampire movie, I think. I
feel like it'll be up there. Also love Kate Beckinsale.
Top rated. Oh, I want to see Werewolves Within. I do.
Find a list. 20 essential werewolf movies.
13 best werewolf movies of all time from Collider.
Is that what you want to look at? Collider? Or Looper?
I know. Better go Looper, because that's 2021.
Let's see. Let's see where they rank everything.
All right.
25 essential.
I would say move us down to 10.
No.
13. There we go. The 13. Probably seen all of those.
Is this one where we have to click the picture to see next?
Well, I hope not.
Brotherhood of the Wolf.
Yep, seen it. I don't know that that's really a werewolf movie, but... I mean, there's some werewolf Silver Bullet. Ideas. Yeah, that's a good one. Corey Haim in a wheelchair.
Wolf.
Seen it. It's not one of my favorites. Late Phases is good. It's a cool premise. I bet Ginger Snaps is on here. Wolfen. Not really a werewolf movie either.
Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf.
Are you kidding me? It's a fucking joke.
That's number one.
No, it's not.
No, Teen Wolf 2 should be number one then.
The Howling.
Best practical effects ever.
No, not the best.
Company of Wolves.
The Howling, or American Werewolf in London transformation is better. Seen that. What's this one? I've never seen this one.
Curse the Werewolf?
Yeah, I've never seen this one. Oh, it's a Hammer film.
Ginger Snaps.
Oh, I told you Ginger Snaps would be on here. That. The original Wolfman.
Lon Chaney.
Ooh, Dog Soldiers was a good one. Yeah, I've seen all these except for Curse of the Werewolf.
That was it.
That was it.
Yeah.
I actually heard Werewolves Within was really good. Even though it's based off a video game.
I was about to say, isn't that Ubisoft game? VR game?
Yeah, but they... It's got the girl from AT&T in there.
Oh, yeah?
Wolf Cop was good. Yeah. See? Howling. Wolfen.
This is from
Werewolf
Looper.
Of London.
1935's version.
The Looper list.
There's Dog Soldiers again. Company of Wolves.
Turns out there's only a few, so you can just make this list.
Oh, look, Werewolves Within is on it. Cool.
21.
I want to see it. I haven't seen that one yet.
Ginger Snaps 2.
Oh, I think the first one was better. American? Yeah, there it is. Ooh, that was a good movie, too. I don't know if that's a werewolf movie either, to be honest with you.
There's
but
Ginger Snaps, number two.
There it is.
I like both of them.
There it
the
is.
Original Wolfman.
So, see, I know my werewolves. I like werewolves better than vampires, so. I'm different than most people. Most people like vampires better.
Well, that's why you like The Order so good, too.
That's why I like what?
The Order, 1886.
Oh, yeah.
That game was good. Fuck everybody else.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. You know.
I still haven't played
that game.
We talked
about it more than once. Did you end up playing it, Ryan? Gerald?
No, I still have not played it.
You ought to play it. I think it's one of those games that if you don't play relatively soon, I don't know that ever playing it makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's going to age itself right out.
Man, I finished that game like 2 days.
Short. Game's short.
It's not long, but...
6-8 hours.
Yeah, but I also... Oh, you did too. Platinumed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my few platinums.
So they could have added this one, this movie. Rise of the Lycans. I was trying to remember what that...
It's not really a werewolf movie, though. It's
this one specifically is.
It's more of a gangster film.
Those movies are fun, though.
They are fun. But I don't think they're vampire movies or werewolf movies.
They're very, like, action film for the sake of being action film.
Yeah, definitely. I got to be honest. I mean, the premise behind it is cool, but Michael Corbin's hybrid looks fucking terrible. What you expect a hybrid werewolf fucking vampire to look like.
He don't look cool.
He doesn't look dangerous. No. He doesn't look. That's not what you're expecting.
If you could get like a full size statue like that, would you put that in the corner?
No, I would put that in the entrance of my fucking
house. The lobby, the so foyer. People
can fucking see it. Yeah, and I mean, and obviously there's something to be said about those werewolf transformations, but they were also all CGI.
Correct.
That's easy, you know. Huh. An 8-foot tall fucking werewolf looking at you when you walk in the front door. You're damn right.
I know, look, he's got chains on the floor.
Pretty I know. Cool. Got no genitalia, but, you know.
Well, he's got some hair down there to hide it.
Is that what it is?
Werewolves don't have dicks. Everybody knows that.
No, Wolfman's got nards. Yes, he does.
Doesn't have a dick,
in Monster Squad. See, Michael Corbin looks so bad. Looks horrible. Like, I'm not scared of that.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
It doesn't look like it should be able to. It doesn't really should be able to take out vampires or werewolves.
That right there, right. It doesn't really should be able to take care of that.
Right.
That looks pretty shitty too when you look.
Yeah.
For some reason, when I look at that, I just envision something like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. Like, that's the look it has.
Yeah, that's from Evolution. Generally considered by most to be the worst of the Underworld sequels.
Mm-hmm. I like the first one.
Yeah.
I like the first one. Yeah. I thought the last one was pretty good. Now, Evolution, I'm not a huge fan of. Rise of the Lycans is pretty good, but it's also a period piece. And then it was, what's the next one? Awakening?
Yeah, because the last one was what, Blood Wars, right?
Yeah, Blood Wars. That's where she turns into a super vampire. Underworld was the first one. Then there was Underworld Evolution. Mm-hmm. Then there was Rise of the Lycans. Yeah, and there was Awakening with her daughter, and then there was Blood Wars.
It's a lot to unpack there.
It is. I kind of want the 5-disc set, but
it wouldn't be the worst thing.
No, I want a lot of 5-disc sets.
Yeah.
But yeah. Good stuff. That's a good movie. That first one, yeah, there's something very, very special about that first one.
The first movie is good.
That first one is a good one to watch until What's-His-Face shows up at the end with his, Sad Sack hybrid.
Hey, it's not that expensive.
What, did the 5-disc?
Is that the full set, Gerald?
Yeah, the full set Blu-ray is only $22.
No, it can't be right.
Yeah. Underworld, Awakening, Evolution, Blood Wars, Rise of the Lycans, five set. $22.
But the 4K is $64.99.
You don't need 4K.
Look at that bad boy, though. Look at that, though.
Yeah, I know. It looks better for sure.
I've got the Resident Evil one that's down here.
Has anybody seen the new Resident Evil movie?
Yeah, I watched that a couple weeks ago.
Is it any good?
No.
Oh, fuck. I wanted it to be good.
Well, I'm not a horror movie person. Or in other words, I wasn't a fan of the game, so I might, my judgment might be a little different than
Did you see Uncharted?
Actually, I'm going to be seeing that in a couple of hours. We're going to see that today at noon.
The cast of Uncharted's in Fortnite right now. I can't turn my PS5 on without just making sure that I understand that. You can get like classic Nate Drake, or you can get
Tom Holland Nate
Drake. Tom Holland Nate Drake, yeah.
It's not reviewing well from theater goers or critics.
Yeah, there they are.
Oh yeah.
Well, who? I mean, I don't think anybody thought it was going to.
Older Chloe all day long.
I will say though that, like, considering those are Fortnite models, they do. I mean, they're. I instantly know that those are
Nate Drake and Chloe Frazier. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Let us know how that movie is, Gerald.
Please do.
I'll see it.
I'll see it when it's like on HBO Max, or maybe rent it for $3.99 one night. I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to the theater to watch that.
The problem Sony has, they got to let Tom Holland be in anything he wants to be in.
Right.
Because of the Spider-Man money. They can't stop it.
Yep. They got to let him do whatever he wants to do, or else they're going to lose him, and they can't afford to lose him.
He's weird. He's almost like tied into the studio right now. Like,
yeah.
Whatever it is.
No, that's because No Way Home is the highest grossing movie of all time now. Avatar.
They're talking about a Jack and Daxter movie?
Yep.
And the early rumors already are that it's Tom Holland. I mean, Sony's, I get it. That's tied to the studio right now, yeah.
What is it there? What's it called when you... Your milk cow or whatever it is?
Yeah, he's their prize stallion.
Yeah.
And if you're him, you just keep whipping them out, right? Because they're paying up, too.
Yeah, I'll take another 30 mil.
I mean, there's no telling what you have to pay for Spider-Man now.
Right.
It's literally whatever he wants.
After No Way Home, yeah.
Well, I'm sure he'll probably do the Robert Downey Jr. contract. He'll get a certain percent of the gross.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, you got to.
I don't know if I talked about it, but I watched that documentary about Monopoly.
You didn't talk about it.
Did I?
You didn't.
Oh, he tried to sell the rights to the Parker Brothers, and they didn't want it. They didn't want to pay for it. So he just put it in a department store, started selling it. People, you know, it caught on. People started talking about it. Parker Brothers said, hey, we'll buy it now. And he's like, I changed my mind. I just want royalties now. They still to this day get royalties from Monopoly, the family.
Really?
Which is insane.
Yeah. Well, I mean, good for him.
Yeah. It was on Netflix or Prime. I think it might have been on Prime.
It says it's on Prime right there.
Oh, yeah.
Under the Boardwalk, yep.
Yeah. It don't watch it, but it was.
Is this a documentary, or does it have people acting? Is it like a docu-movie?
No, it's a document. Now I can't talk. It's a documentary because I guess it's old, but they're actually chronicling the 2009 World Championship, as well as talking about the history and some of the people that are, I guess, the stewards of Monopoly on a professional level. The same guy has been like the head, like, rules guy since like 1974 or something. And they just talked about like the introduction of the speed die and like how tournament play has changed. And it's crazy to see how serious it is for the people at the top level of Monopoly.
Yeah.
And even your top people, your people who like win these big tournaments, talk about like how it truly is a game of luck.
Right.
Like there is skill involved and there is strategy involved, but it's a game of luck, and
comes down to luck.
it's cool to see on the competitive level because the trade works the way that you want it to, not the way it works at your house.
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, there's real negotiations for property and strategizing and crosstalk and I'll give you this green for your pink. And then someone else is like, you can't give them all the pinks. Like, it's not just the two of you like in there, like other people are jumping in and chiming in and three-way trades. And like, it's weird, like to hear like an audience gasp when a trade goes down. They take it so serious, but like I said, it wasn't great, but I like to watch a thing like that every now and then. But I thought it was pretty cool to see you like when a business story like that works out, which they probably could have bought it for like $32 and a broken toothpick.
Right. And instead he's like, yeah, well, now you got to pay me $50,000 every time you sell one.
Yeah. Instead he's made, I would assume that family's made hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh, probably. But I like that. He's like, yeah, no, I changed my mind. No, I don't want to do it that way anymore.
Yeah. Oh, you changed your mind. I changed mine too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. We both changed our mind.
It's like the finale. Gerald, did you watch the finale of Book of Boba Fett yet?
Yes.
It's like that. I offer you nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a neat story. I love Monopoly. I don't play it because it takes forever.
I'm not a Monopoly guy. I've never liked playing Monopoly.
I never play because I suck at it. I lose. Right. I'm like the first one out every single time.
Yeah. It's my favorite board game. It just takes forever.
I would say my favorite board game is Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah.
It's my favorite board game. Gerald I can shoots. Never find anyone to play it, though.
Gerald Shoots and Ladders, Mousetrap, what do you like?
I couldn't even tell you. Because Candyland, yep. Probably.
I was going to say Candyland. I was just about to throw Candyland out.
Growing up, I always wanted Mousetrap. My dad never would buy it for me. And then as an adult, when I got it, I'm like, well, this sucks.
Yeah, I got it from let me tell you why I hate Mousetrap is because I always wanted it as well. And my parents finally got it for me because they found one at a garage sale and there was one piece missing. Mm-hmm. Which fucks up the whole concept of the game.
Yeah,
thanks, you need mom and dad.
You need it all, but also it's not good when you have it all.
It's not. It's bad.
No, actually, I would say
forever to set up, and yeah. One little jiggle, and the whole thing goes off.
The game I probably played the most was Risk.
Well, that's cool if you've got like 16 hours.
Yeah. See, we would play with my dad. It would be me, my brother, and my dad, and we would set up Friday night, and we would just go all the way through. Like,
yeah, Risk is a fun game. I've only properly played it, I think, twice ever in my whole life, though.
I played Risk. Stratego is a good one, too.
Yeah.
I played Stratego. I used to like that one. But Trivial Pursuit's probably my favorite. I can just never find anyone to play.
What about Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Nah, I was never a...
That game's loud.
Uh-huh, and there's not a lot that goes into it.
Nope. Yeah, there's something special about Monopoly. It was actually the weird thing about Monopoly is it was created and then kind of traveled throughout the U.S. as people just like took it, like someone just went to someone's house and was like, "I'm taking this," and then someone took it from them and it ended back up where it started. Mm-hmm. But it basically was play tested for like 30 years with changes made from all these different people who touched it along the way. But it was originally created to show the downsides of property ownership, and it turned, it morphed into this that you want to own all the property to bankrupt your friends, but it was originally not intended that way.
Huh. Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Battleship is the one that always gets me, where I'm like, Battleship is awesome, and then I start playing. I'm like, Battleship's kind of boring.
Mm-hmm. It is boring.
But I always think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, but it's not.
I think because it looks cool. Like, you got all the pegs and the...
And the idea behind it is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really a strategy game. It's you guessed right.
Yeah, correct.
that's all it is.
B9 hit. You're like, fuck.
Right.
The Life is one that I enjoyed a lot growing up.
Yeah, Life was one that I could get behind.
I liked Life had the spinny wheel instead of the die.
Uh-huh.
which I got behind. But after a while, it wasn't lubed up properly. It wouldn't spin very good.
It's true.
You had to spit on it.
Sorry is horrible. Trouble is horrible.
Used to play Parcheesi.
Oh, I'm not a Parcheesi guy.
Parcheesi has the worst name of any board game.
I'm not a backgammon guy either.
Yeah, Parcheesi is a shitty name, but that's what I always played at my mom's house was Parcheesi. I don't understand backgammon.
I used to. I don't think I do anymore.
Yeah, I don't know how to play.
We play Axis and Allies.
Gerald likes everything that takes forever.
And my friend Salute. Louisville, when we go up there, we'll play. Like, we get there and we'll start a game going, and the whole weekend we'll just randomly play until the weekend's done.
I don't even know how to play it. I just know that it's a thing that takes a long time.
Same thing with Warhammer?
Well, actually, Axis and Allies, it can be completed in 2 hours if you play it right.
I don't think so. I don't think that's true.
If you play it right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know the right or the wrong way to play it. So
we can't do it because because it's really just like two or three people. You really need like four or five.
Mm.
And then you just set specific rules. And
if there is ever a game that does not play to my strength, it would be Simon Says.
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
I'm like, what was that? Anybody catch that pattern?
Yeah, I can see that.
Is it blue, green, blue, or was it blue, green, blue, blue, yellow? What time is it? That's what it's like when I play Simon. Oh, Perfection can suck me off. I hate that game.
Yeah, don't like that one.
Perfection gives me anxiety because of the countdown.
Oh, you don't like the countdown?
The shitty timer.
I hate anything with a countdown, to be honest with you.
Me too. I hate video games with a countdown too.
Me too.
Jenga's fun.
I've never been a Jenga guy.
It's fun. I wish we all lived close enough to play like adult board games.
Like what? Like Catan or something like that?
Twister.
Yeah, Twister.
Not
and we'll all fuck after Gerald. No, like Secret Hitler and stuff like that. Some of the ones that people love. Are you all right over there?
No.
Trying to recover from Gerald's dumbass remark?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Let's come over and play Twister, and then we'll hit the slip and slide.
Yep.
Slam some Kool-Aid jammers, and then just, you know, get a Lunchable.
No, but if Dan lived here and other people, I mean, we could do the Jack Park.
We wouldn't
Park
play Twister.
Games.
Not Twister.
Yeah, we could do Jackbox. I think you just do it online, too, though.
You can do Jackbox online. We will never play Twister.
I played Twister once in my life.
Yeah, me too. And I was an innocent child at that point.
Oh, no, I played it as an adult.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never played it as an adult. How did that work out?
Well, I mean, I'm about as flexible as a 6-inch beam of steel, so.
Right.
The game's already not structurally sound for me. It goes like you think it goes. There's only one point to Twister.
There is only one point to Twister.
Yeah, you get tangled up. It's stupid. It's got one of those little wheels you have to like flick. Not a spin like life, but like you have to flick the little arrow.
Yeah, I know, but you got to keep your hands and feet on the circle. So how the fuck are you supposed to spin the thing?
And the cardboard that it's on is like always bowed up. So it doesn't even like half-ass spins. Everybody's on
which
blue.
Which means, depending on where it is, the thing always stops on the same two colors.
Hey, COVID was probably no good for Twister, huh?
No.
You all get your own board. Oh, see, now that's cool.
Don't know. No, not into that either.
That whole family's tied up. Like the dad and the daughter are tied up, and the mom and the stepson are tied up.
Yeah, I'm not into that either. No.
Twister might be the shittiest. I thought Mousetrap was, but now looking at it, Twister might be the shittiest. I don't even call that a board game, though.
What, Twister? No, Twister's not a board game. Twister's some other weird shit.
It's like a party party game.
It's not. Oh, that's on the Johnny Carson show.
It was wholesome and pure back then.
No, it wasn't.
now people are just.
It wasn't wholesome and pure that back then. People just didn't allow that to be shown out in public.
It's like a Twister Tinder edition now.
Right.
No, but like Secret Hitler and was it Apocalypto? What is that other board game? Some of those I think would be fun to play. Jackbox.
What are you talking about? You don't even like hanging out with people.
No, I like the idea of it.
Right.
I don't like the execution of it.
I don't see any of these games you're talking about here.
There's an anti-monopoly.
I don't know what that means.
Me either.
There's Settlers of Catan over there.
There's Scythe. I'll play that one. Yep, there's Catan.
Yeah.
There's Dogman, Attack of the Fleas.
You're an idiot.
You're an idiot.
Yep. Drawing Without Dignity.
Gloomhaven. There's Scythe again.
Cards Against Humanity.
I feel like those have been overdone. Exploding Kittens. Yeah, Connect Four. That's another hard hitting.
Yeah, that's something.
Oh, I draw again. Okay, cool. It's like you ever play tic tac toe as an adult?
Yeah, it's stupid.
You're like, all right, well, draw.
Yeah, cool. Another tie. Cool. Another tie.
Yeah, neat. Are you at the corner? I went in the middle. Now I'm fucked.
Yeah. Haha. Nobody can win.
I don't know. Competitive tic-tac-toe. I bet that's a thing, too.
What?
Competitive tic-tac-toe.
Oh, I sure hope not, but probably.
It for sure is. I think that's going to do it for us, unless you guys have anything.
No, I think. Nope, that's all I've done. My week's been boring.
Yeah, my computer's up against a restart, so. Patreon.com/GameStitch. Support us over there if you can. If you can't, that's fine. Just go play Parcheesi with your family and let them know about us. Social media is @game_stitch, @podcastRyan, @shirtlessDan, @HoffinShow. Check Gerald out on his side hustle.
Side piece.
Is it Smartest Guys in the Room? What is it?
Realest Guys in the Room.
I always get confused with your intelligence.
You do it every time.
Yeah, Realest Guys in the Room. You thought about changing it?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Just change it to the thing I say every time would be easier for me.
No, because then you start calling it the other thing.
Actually, I wanted to originally have it named something else, but my brother didn't like the name. But so I'm going to use that name on a different.
Real Talk is what you should have called it.
Yeah, on another project.
Real Talk with Gerald. Is that what it is?
No.
Are you afraid to say it?
Yeah, he's going to use it for another project. He doesn't want to say it out over the air.
Dude, if he says it online, it's his.
No, that's not how that works.
I think that's how. Email it to yourself.
He doesn't have to. He knows what it is.
That's how you protect it, though. Realest Guys in the Room on YouTube. Search for him. Find him on there. Gerald and his brother doing their thing.
Yep. Like, comment, subscribe.
Okay. Smash that like button. Don't forget to hit that notification bell for Gerald.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Good night.
Good night.